A long time ago, I asked someone how to know when a peach was exactly ripe enough to eat. And the answer was this: if you bite into it and the juice runs all the way down to your elbow, then it's picture perfect. And it's best to stand over the sink when you eat it. But today, when I walk into the big farmer's market near my house, finding Georgia-grown peaches is a hit-or-miss situation. It's been a rough year for Georgia peach growers. Our unusually warm winter, coupled with an unexpected late frost, hurt the peach crop something awful. Really awful. So awful, in fact, that our peach farmers will lose about 95% of their crop this year. Two causes for this disaster: climate change and just plain old bad weather. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reported, peach trees need a certain number of what growers call chill hours, or time in which unopened blossoms are in sub-45 degree temperatures before they can make fruit. And chill hours, thanks to global warming, have been on the decline for decades. And as for the weather, unseasonable heat in February caused the peach blossoms to open early, just in time for most of them to be killed by a cold snap in early March. Dario Chavez of the University of Georgia Cooperative Extension Service told Grant, "We haven't seen a loss like this since 1955. Even the New York Times weighed in with a story bearing the headline, "What's a Georgia summer without peaches? Not so sweet." Amen. Peach eaters and cobbler makers and pie bakers all over are having a summer that isn't so sweet. But you want to talk about an unsweet summer? Let's not lament what us eaters cannot eat this year. Instead, let's turn our attention to the good folks who grow and harvest and market peaches all over Georgia. The estimated economic hit they'll take in lost sales and lost jobs will be upwards of $200 million. So this year, if you stop at a fruit stand or orchard and see no peaches there, don't you dare get huffy and complain to the proprietor about the lack. As peach eaters, it's not just our job to pay the farmers who grew the fruit. It's also our job to tend to the farmers themselves. Let your words be kind and encouraging by whatever they do have on sale, and tell them you will be back next year with your peach cobbler recipe in your back pocket. Come visit us at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.